So we come to the third and the third. I don't know. Is it the third?
Fourth.
The fourth?
What happens when you get old?
The fourth and the final Bible study we have on the topic that was before us. The portion that we would read this evening, this afternoon, is in chapter 10, from verse 28 to verse 39. Let's see. We need somebody that has not read. Sam.
All right, Nehemiah 10, verse 28. And the rest of the people, the priests, the Levites, the porters, the singers, the Nethinims, all they that have separated themselves from the people of the lands unto the law of God, their wives, their sons, their daughters, everyone having knowledge and having understanding. They clave to their brethren nobles. They clave to their brethren, their nobles, and entered into a curse and an oath to walk in the law which was given by Moses, the servant of God, and to observe and to do all the commandments of the Lord, the Lord our Lord, and his judgments and statutes, and that we would not give our daughters unto the people of the land, nor take their daughters for our sons. And if the people of the land bring ware or any victual on the Sabbath day to sell, that we would not buy it of them on the Sabbath or on the holy day, and that we would leave the seventh year the exaction of every day. Also, we made ordinances for us to charge ourselves early in the third part of a shekel for the service of the house of our God. For the showbread and for the continual meat offering and for the continual burnt offering of the Sabbaths, of the new moons, for the set feasts and for the holy things, for the sin offerings to make an atonement for Israel, and for all the work of the house of our God. And we cast the lots among the priests and the Levites and the people for the wood offering, to bring it into the house of our God, after the houses of our fathers at times appointed year by year, to burn upon the altar of the Lord our God, as it is written in the law, and to bring the fruits, first fruits of our ground, and first fruits of the fruit of all trees year by year unto the house of the Lord. Also, the firstborn of our sons and of our cattle, as it is written in the law, and the firstlings of our herds and of our flocks, to bring to the house of our God, unto the priests that minister in the house of our God, and that we should bring the first fruits of our dough and our offerings, and the fruit of all manner of trees, of wine and of oil, unto the priests, to the chambers of the house of our God, and the tithes of our ground unto the Levites, that the same Levites might have the tithes in all the cities of our tillage. And the priests, the sons of Aaron, shall be with the Levites when the Levites take tithes. And the Levites shall bring up the tithe of tithes unto the house of our God, to the chambers, into the treasure house. For the children of Israel and the children of Levi shall bring the offerings of corn, of the new wine, and the oil unto the chambers, where are the vessels of the sanctuary, and the priests that minister, and the porters and the singers. And we will not forsake the house of our God.